WMFO Medford. That was a little David Bowie, Heroes, of course, before that. Foo Fighters in times like these, which we always start with. But that song, of course, Heroes, very fitting for this weekend, Memorial Day weekend. It is the 27th day of May. And welcome to the Giddy Up, boys and girls, on 91.5 WMFO in lovely Medford, Boston, which is actually it's 80. Oh, what is it right now? Let's see. 60. No, there's no way it's 64.
It's like 78 or something.
It's brutal. It's a little overcast, and I gotta tell you, it's about it's a good solid 7 on the SWAS meter.
Ugh.
It is gross out there. So I know it's Friday and it's the long weekend coming up. So you boys and girls, I'm sure you have many plans for the weekend, barbecues and whatnot. Although the main thing is to reflect and remember those who gave their lives for our country. And I'll get to that in a little bit. Of course, you're going to hear my spiel because that's who I am. And, of course, I am DJ Pauly B. And sitting across from me is the beautiful Teen Marie. And how are you?
I'm very good, honey. How are you?
I've been better, but we're going to, you know, surge through this. We're going to have a good weekend, you know?
We are.
Anyways, 2:16. Of course, we started late once again. Not our fault, but you know, things happen in life. But you guys want to hear anything? Number here is
the gravity-defying, unconnecting, day-seizing, strong.
That is hilarious.
New Special K Nourish.
Well, make sure you stay Special K Nourish. Wow, that just popped up.
She just wanted to interrupt you.
That's cool. Who doesn't? I'm used to it. 617-627-3800 is the number here on the beautiful campus of Tufts. And I think they graduated last week.
They did on Sunday.
And there's tons of graduations going on today, or this past week anyways, right?
Mm-hmm. This weekend.
And this weekend? When did Everett graduate?
Not yet. June 8th.
Oh, okay. Wow. They're late to the party, I guess.
No, that's normal for them.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't mean for them. I meant just for in general.
Oh. No, because the seniors just got out yesterday.
Okay.
They're giving them like a week before they graduate.
All right. Well, I'm gonna play a song right now. We're gonna come back with some shout outs. We're running late, but I'm sure Tina Marie will be all set with her shout outs and a couple new shout outs.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't think I even told her yet. But yeah, we'll be back, and then I'm going to play my annual that I play since I've been on the radio quite a few years. A very special song, very close to my heart, and I play it every year on Memorial Day weekend, and that'll be cool. And so we're going to play a song, and we'll be right back, and I don't know, I'm a little disheveled right now, only because of this heat. It's making me crazy. Okay, what are we listening to, Tina Marie?
You are listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston.
We'll be right back, kids.
Blind. So
Well, that ended quick. Anyways, that was Three Doors Down, of course, When I'm Gone. And that song goes out to all the ones that are gone that serve our great country. And I know I'm a little down. I this weekend, I always get a little emotional, and I apologize for that. But I'm sure the second hour will get a little crazier. 2:23 in the afternoon. You're listening to the Giddy Up here on 91.5 WMFO in beautiful Tufts University in the beautiful state of Medford, Boston, or city. And it says it's, I don't believe it, but it says it's 63.
63?
That's what it says.
That's totally wrong.
I must have the wrong weather report here.
Maybe it didn't update?
But I will get to your weekend weather in the 3 o'clock hour, which looks pretty decent for your Memorial Day weekend, except for Memorial Day, unfortunately. But everything else looks pretty decent. And like I said, it's about right now it's about a solid 7 on the SWAS meter, which is pretty rough.
That's gross.
It is kind of gross. So right now we'd like to like Tina Marie to take it over, and we're going to give our shout-outs. Do you remember the new one? I meant to tell you that, but I got involved in the song too much. Playing the air drums.
I know.
I love that song.
I thought, Michael.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, Michael.
And that was like the number 9, I believe.
Yeah, number 9.
All
number
right.
Number 9. So. Car. It wasn't even a bus.
Right. Well, that's our Haitian brother.
Yes.
Michael. So there's your shout out from both of us in the number 9 if you're listening in, buddy. All right. So why don't you take it away and appreciate our listeners.
Okay. Jennifer Kanarazinski-Leadham, Mar and Kim at Malden Trans, Billy Roderick, bus number 12, oh, crap, Karen, Ben, Alex, Anthony, Jacob, Sophia, and Molly. No?
No. There you go, though.
Well, I shouted out to them anyways.
All right, well.
Michael Scott Stewart of the Brigands, Andy Ferry, Chrissy and Bill at the Chuck Wagon Diner in Wakefield, Christine Atwell, Chase Carson of the Time Tunnel, who will be here tonight from 10 to midnight.
I hope so. I seen a picture of him on the beach earlier.
Oh, maybe he's already down the Cape.
I think he is.
For the weekend.
But we'll see. We're not sure, but hey.
He has a private plane. He just flies back and forth.
Apparently he does.
He does. I'm not kidding.
Must be tough.
Michelle Langley Kaplis, Tracy McKenzie, Debbie Depot, Old School Steve, Leah Hall, David Struff, Eddie Riley, Matt Fisher, Danny Martinetti, and Steph Cardoni of the Lounge, Thursdays from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WMFO. Wayne Freeman, hopefully he had a good first week at his new job.
We don't know if he's listening in. If you are, Wayne, I'm glad you are away from that place, to be honest with you. Anyways, whatever.
Kenny Melanson, the funny man, Chris Ridgway.
Who we wish was here.
The phone's ringing, honey.
Oh, was it? All right. All right. All right, we'll take a quick call here in the middle of shout-outs.
Mm-hmm.
Which one do we want to do? WMFO, you are live on the air. Please do not swear.
I will not swear, but I do swear that the Giddy Up is still rocking.
All right, Wayno. What's up, pal?
How you doing, my friend?
All right, buddy.
Hi, Wayne.
How are you doing?
I am doing great. I tried sending you a message. For some reason, it didn't go through, but
yeah.
Captain Wayne is listening.
All right. Right on.
On his new coach.
Yes. How's that going for you?
It is fantastic.
Oh, awesome.
You know, you can even hear it in your
voice. I know, you can.
That you're away from MTI.
I like how you said that real fast.
I have you guys on my TuneIn app on the phone listening.
Beautiful.
And rocking out with you guys while cruising the seaport down here.
Oh, sweet. Awesome. Seaport.
Sweet. Oh, yeah, man. Much better gig for you. Much better.
Yes, it is. But like I told you guys last week, I'm still going to be listening to my favorite twosome here.
All right, brother.
Thank you.
We appreciate that. And you take care and have a great Memorial Day weekend, bro.
You too, my friend.
All right, pal. If you want to hear anything, you know how to hit me or Tina. Actually, hit Tina up. My phone is on the what do you call it?
On the edge. It fell off the cliff.
not doing good.
That's a good segue. Living on the edge.
Okay, well, there you go. Well, I'll have to play that for you then, buddy.
Okay, you guys have a wonderful weekend.
You too.
Thanks, you too,
too,
Wayne.
Bro. Take care, man. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yes, one of our most faithful listeners ever.
Yes, he is.
Yes, Wayno. Mm-hmm. He's a great guy.
He sounded wicked happy.
He did. You can hear it in his voice.
And he's in Boston
one
cruising
week,
the seaport.
1 week later.
I know.
He's already all smiles and happy. Yeah. That's what where I want to be next week.
In Boston?
Or tomorrow. No. Smiles and happy.
Oh, smiles and happy.
Instead of miserable and, you know, dealing.
I'm going to continue.
All right. Why don't you?
Michael Marchese, Seth Black, Danny Rosen, Charlie Driver, Kyle, the bus driver, Joe Breezy Hyde, Lisa Neville Ambler, Caitlin Hussey, Sandra and Doreen at Sandra Network in Peabody, Jim and the kids on that big yellow number 93 bus, having themselves a grand old time.
Mm.
Driving home.
I'm sure they are.
Karen Whitman, Katie Lyons Tadiff, Dorothy Abruzzi Hebert, Bob Samantha and Robert Wynn, Mary Canavan, Masin Kanarazinski, Lisa Marie Kilpatrick, Steph Palermo in the ATL, Frankie Imbergamo,
yes,
who I believe is busy with a drink in the glass, sitting in the sun, somewhere near a beach.
Must be tough to be the mustache
mm-hmm,
of Medford.
Mm-hmm. I saw a picture he posted a little while ago, so that's why he didn't call us.
All right. How you doing, mustache?
He's probably not listening either, because he hasn't sent me a message yet. So he's having a good old time enjoying this beautiful weather.
Well, good for him. He should be.
Right,
absolutely,
exactly. Yeah.
You know.
Denise Fioretti Mamelet, Mike Bessler, Frankie Feely, Peg Conair Crow, Big Jack and Janice, Cab number 19 with Chet. Special get well wish to Chet.
Yes.
Hope he's feeling better.
Love you, Chet.
Cab number 54 with Cookie at the wheel.
The Cookie Monster.
And
Cook, you're still invited over for Sunday.
I was just going to say that. For Sunday. Do we have a time frame yet?
Cook out.
After 2?
Whatever. Yeah, 2's good.
Yeah, 2's good. Christine Fantasiastic.
And she's invited too.
Mm-hmm.
Because we need some Fantasia there.
Yeah, we need some Fantasiastic people.
Yeah.
But I think she lives down the Cape.
No, she doesn't. She lives in Wakefield.
Oh, she does?
I'll give her address if anybody wants.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she did live down the Cape before. That's what it was.
Yeah,
and she moved
did.
Back. Yeah.
Yes.
The landlord sold the house or something. I don't know, something.
What a mistake.
Well, I was going to say, if she was down the Cape, I wouldn't be coming back this way for the weekend. I would be staying down the Cape. Buddy, Nicole and Chloe, Bob and Gigi, Irish Eddie Codea, Jen and Rhiannon, Christina Papalardo, Ricky Cummings in the Dirty E, Chris Lyons, Mark Gayhart, Amy D. Domenico, John Abbas Buckley, Brian Scubrio, Adam McLean, Bonnie Termash, Elaine Ivory Allen, Gail Bracken, Russ LeBlanc, Nicole Bisson, Lisa Sweetser, Debbie Delish, Gail Snow, Eddie McKinnon, Rocco Scally, Rosemary and Ed Lyons, Joanne Riddle, I am DJ Flex, Shala Connors, John Pace, Tammy Clegg, Ramon Lopez, Mike Mangan, Charlie McCarthy, Colleen Che, and last but not least, Miss Peabody Girl, Amy Giamaco Boquin. Those are your shout-outs for May 27th.
Well, thank you very much, Tina Marie.
You are very welcome.
And by the way, all of you, I didn't mean to leave anybody out, are welcome and invited to the cookout on Sunday if you're not going away. All of you.
Yeah,
so just
everyone.
Get in touch with me, Tina Marie. Mostly Tina Marie.
We only have 7 hot dogs and 7 hamburgers, so you need to bring your own food.
Oh, that's nice. That's really nice. Yeah.
Well, how are you going to invite all these people, right? And no one RSVPs, and then
no
there's 50 people in the
yard. No one else is going to eat other than Nick, is what you're trying to say.
Yeah, Nick's going to eat 7 hamburgers
none of
and
us
7 hot dogs.
Oh, easily, in the first hour.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You just invited 700 people.
No, that's all right. We'll be fine. It'd be like Sesame Street. Everybody got to bring something.
It's
and
like a potluck.
Everybody brought potato salad. Remember that one?
Yeah.
When we were kids? Yeah, that shows your age, too. Yeah. Mine as well. All right, kids. All right. At this time, I think this is what I want to do because I do it every year. and I don't want to get too choked up, but Memorial Day, if you guys have anybody that's ever served, know anybody, this is their weekend. It's not about cookouts and barbecues, but that is a good way to celebrate with loved ones. Memorial Day is a very special day to honor those who gave the ultimate price for our country. And my grandfather did. And this next song is going to go out to him. But just a little background in case you guys didn't know and think Memorial Day is just the start of summer. It kind of is the official start of summer, but that is not how it started. Memorial Day is much more than that. It's to reflect on our military, and it's an American holiday, of course, and it's on the last Monday of May every year, and it is to honor our men and women who died while serving in our military. And originally, just a side note, it was known as Declaration Day, and it originated from following the Civil War. And I don't know why I know this. Became an official holiday in 1971. If you could, visit a grave, put a flag on it of a loved one or someone who served, anyone, even thank a vet, goes a long way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so before I get any more emotional, this one, next one goes out to all who have given the ultimate price for our country, and a special shout out to Arthur Schofield, my grandfather, and I can't even have you take it out. I'm just going to play this, and then we'll be back after this, okay? So this goes out to all our vets.
Oh, how do you do, young Willie McBride? Do you mind if I sit here down by your graveside and rest for a while in the warm summer sun? I've been walking all day and I'm nearly done. And I see by your gravestone you were only 19 when you joined the great fallen in 1916. Well, I hope you died quick and I hope you died clean. Oh, Willie McBride, was it slow and obscene? Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they play the fife lowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down? Did the band play the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? And did you leave a wife or a sweetheart behind? In some loyal heart is your memory enshrined. And though you died back in 1916, to that loyal heart you're forever 19. Or are you a stranger without even a name? Forever enshrined behind some old glass pane. In an old photograph torn, tattered and stained, and faded to yellow in a brown leather frame. Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they play the fife lowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down? Did the band play the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? The sun shining down on these green fields of France, The warm wind blows gently and the red poppies dance. The trenches have vanished long under the plow. No gas, no barbed wire, no guns firing now. But here in this graveyard that's still no man's land, the countless white crosses in mute witness stand. To man's blind indifference to his fellow man, and a whole generation were butchered and damned. Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they play the pipe lowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down? Did the band play the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? And I can't help but wonder, no Willie McBride, do all those who lie here know why they died? Did you really believe them when they told you the cause? Did you really believe that this war would end wars? Well, the suffering, the sorrow, the glory, the shame, the killing and dying, it was all done in vain. Oh, Willie McBride, it all happened again, and again, and again, and again, and again. Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they play the pipe lowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down? Did the band play the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the fall?
The Dropkick Murphys, The Green Fields of France.
That's a good song.
And that goes, played every year. That goes out to all those who have served yesterday, today, and especially Arthur Bubba Schofield. And anyways, all right, we'll get time to get back to the show. And as you're having your barbecues this weekend, just please remember what it's for, okay? That's all I ask. And thank Yvette, and I thank you all. Okay. I'm sorry. 2:40 in the afternoon. You listen to the Giddy Up here on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. And I think I'll play another song. We'll come back. You have any silly news for us today, Tina Marie?
I have a couple.
Okay, we need some silliness going on. And as I said, just remember this weekend, okay? Appreciate it. This next one goes out to our good buddy, Wayno. Captain Wayno. I just dubbed him. Well, he dubbed himself, but I'm going to start calling him Captain Wayno from now on. And maybe he'll have his own cereal someday. And it'll be a big picture of him with a big wheel in front of him. Big steering wheel. All right, Captain Wayno, this one goes out to you. Be safe out there, brother. You listen to 91.5 WMFO. Memorial Day weekend!
With the world today, I don't know what it is. Something's wrong with our eyes. We're seeing things in a different way, and God knows it ain't his. It sure ain't no surprise. Yeah. We're living on the edge. Today, the light bulb's getting dim. There's meltdown in the sky.
Yeah. Bedsider.org to compare all the choices and put the bogus myths to bed at Bedsider.org.
But we got options tonight.
Brought to you by Bedsider and the Ad Council. Bedsider.org.
Very good advice, especially for this weekend. If you are attending a few barbecues, and you never know.
What, you can hook up at the barbecue?
You absolutely can. Any barbecue. Anyways, boys and girls, 2:54 in the afternoon. Welcome back to the Giddy Up. And, all right, the heavy part of our show is over. The next hour will be nothing but nonsense and fun, correct?
Correct.
Better be. And if you're as heavy-hearted as I am about... this weekend, just drown your tears in hot dogs and beer. I just made that up.
Hot dogs and beer.
I don't know. Of course, I hope I can get one. There's only 7. So what's going on? Anyways, I'm having trouble believing this. Although we're not outside right now, it's 63 degrees. It feels like, 83, easily. But apparently...
I don't think your thing is right, honey.
Well, hey.
Because on the way over, how my truck it says...
If you don't think my thing is right, there's something wrong then. Well, that makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, not to throw him under the bus, but I'm going by the Fox News. Fox Weather, I
Yeah, but say. Maybe it just... You need to...
I already have.
You have?
I have.
It's wrong.
Every time.
They're wrong, because in my truck, it said it was when I was driving.
Your truck is different.
Yeah, but it tells me the temperature outside. It said 74 degrees.
That's why we missed the breeze here on the Giddy Up, because he always had accurate weather.
All right.
Well, I can't. I would check my phone, but I can't.
I'm looking right now.
I'm using paper cups with string now.
Wow, in Montreal, it's 86 degrees.
So
it's warm here. It's 86 in Montreal.
This is an American holiday weekend. We don't care about what it is in Montreal.
That's what popped up. I'm just going by what it said.
Anyways, I'm gonna go by that. But like I said, it's swassy out there, and I think maybe Cookie might be doing a fair.
74.
A fair 74. So you got boys and girls. Don't go by the Fox Weather. That's all I have to say about that.
They're wrong.
Huh?
They're wrong.
Yeah.
They have no idea what's going on.
Yeah, this is what I have to say about them.
Oh my. Oh my. Oh my. Oh my. Oh my. Oh my, my.
That's right. There you go, Fox Weather. I'll never rely on you again. George Takei doesn't either.
I know. It's, come on, it's the only job you could have and be wrong and not get fired.
That's right. Everybody knows that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we got any silly stories there?
Anything just...
Whoa.
Whoa.
Hey, now. Hey, now.
That was like an explosion in my ears.
Hey, now.
Hey, now. Yeah, I have a funny story that I will post on our Giddy Up page, at least on that. Because it has visual, and you need the visual for this one. So there's this new hoverboard that's out that is specifically designed for women.
Yes.
It's called the Dildo Hoverboard.
What?
The Dildo Hoverboard.
What?
Yeah. And they show the woman using it, and she's, you know, driving, you know, using the hoverboard.
Okay, terrific.
She's on her hoverboard, and she's saying how she doesn't have time to pleasure herself. So as
she doesn't
she's
have time.
No, she's too busy. She's a working girl. Not in that sense.
Okay.
And as she's driving, navigating through all the people walking through the park and on the sidewalk and everything, the dildo is up her skirt.
That's nice. Yeah. That's real nice. Yeah.
Exactly. And she's, you know, just going about her day, you know, just having her pleasure going on.
She's very happy to be going to work for some reason. Nobody else is.
She's just happy to be on the hoverboard.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty funny video. It's only 30 seconds long, but it's funny. I'm going to put that on our page. And also, the same guy who made this product is the same guy who made the dildo drone and the dildo selfie stick. So I guess if you're interested, you're going to have to Google those because I don't have anything about those.
This guy's a phallic genius.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Apparently.
She navigates sidewalk traffic like a pro.
Mm. She's hoping this traffic.
She doesn't even miss a beat.
Nope.
Oh, man. This is good. It's a good one. It's funny.
Yeah. All right. Anything else? What's current here? Do we have anything current other than that? I imagine that's current.
It is current, yes. Yes, the other one I have is current. Happened this week.
All righty.
In Arizona, a woman, 23 years old,